Around the Middle East, Islamic financiers stood by and watched as the Western financial system imploded last year. They thought that what's known as Sharia-compliant investing would keep their money safe. Then came word last week of the collapse of Dubai World. It revealed that some Islamic financing wasn't quite as safe as it was cracked up to be. The world's Aaron Schachter reports.
Put simply, Sharia-compliant financing is any kind of monetary transaction in accordance with the laws of the Quran. The most basic of those laws forbids people to buy, sell, or invest in products that are haram, forbidden, like alcohol, gambling, or pornography. But the biggest financial sin in Islam is usury, or charging interest. So Islamic financiers had to come up with something else. John Foster is former editor of Islamic Banking and Finance magazine.
And so instead of just giving money to somebody, okay, to go away and then charging interest, what Islamic finance tries to do is it tries to go into joint ventures with people. And so the risk is shared between the person who's borrowing the money and the person who's providing the capital. And they're both sharing the profit. Today, it's called private equity, you know, or even venture capital.
To ensure that financial transactions or products are halal, the Muslim equivalent of kosher, financial institutions hire religious authorities to review and approve each product. One of those authorities is Sheikh Zahir Nusuli, with the Lebanese Islamic Bank in Beirut. Nusuli says sharing risk is intended to keep financiers honest. He says Islamic finance isn't against making money, on the contrary, but it is against taking risk with someone else's money.
You'll not invest in anything except if you know it's in the business risk is good, it's healthy for the economy, it's better. You're much more involved in the real economy.
Nusuli says Islamic banks have on average outperformed conventional ones because when people deposit money, they're buying shares of real projects that are Sharia compliant. But Islamic financing as a whole isn't immune from Western troubles.
If you put a chimpanzee behind a Rolls Royce, is Rolls Royce still a good car, or is chimpanzee still a bad driver?
Mohammed Saeed Rahman is chairman of the Institute of Halal Investing, based in Portland, Oregon. He says in Dubai, greed got the better of some Islamic institutions, the chimpanzees.
So what happened is the chimpanzees that were loaning the money out to the people, their eyes were focused towards quick flip over of profits. So Dubai was a casino.
The problem was something called a sukuk, or an Islamic bond. In theory, a sukuk should equal the cost of a project, so assets equal liability. But in Dubai, that wasn't the case. There was just as much speculation there as anywhere else. John Foster, formerly of Islamic Banking and Finance magazine, says the Islamic finance industry has lost its way.
What a lot of the modern Islamic banks have done is they try to recreate conventional finance, except with an Islamic wrapper. So a lot of the banks would find a sheikh for hire. But the problem which Islamic finance has got at the moment is it needs to have a good look at itself. It needs to address where it is and what it's trying to achieve. It shouldn't try to be Wall Street. It should be Main Street, and it should be for the good of, you know, the whole of humanity.
Islamic banker Zahir Nusuli says that's why the crisis in Dubai may actually be a good thing, at least for Islamic financing.
A Dubai World crisis will lead to a shift in the way of structuring the sukuk, the way of imitating conventional models. You need corrections from time to time.
Nusuli and others say modern Islamic finance is in its infancy. Give it a few years to catch on, and for the mainstream to realize that their form of ethical finance is not just something for the world's billion Muslims. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Beirut.